Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. It is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and very happy to welcome in Dr. Michael Dieffenbach, Associate Professor of Urology, Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York City. Hello, Doctor.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we want to talk about a very important disease, one that kills approximately 200,000 men each year, but that does not necessarily mean prostate cancer is a death sentence, correct?
That's correct. The survival rate is really excellent because we have many, many excellent treatments that help patients with this disease. And most importantly, you don't need to get treated right away. The cancer is very slow growing, and patients have time to make a treatment decision.
All right. With so many people dying each year, has it always been this way and we just didn't understand what was going on or what to do about it? Or are we getting more and more people affected by the disease each year?
Well, I think what happens is that with the new testing, the prostate-specific antigen testing, there are many more patients who have been diagnosed early on. And actually, I have to correct you, the actual death rate is 30,000 men per year that are dying from the disease.
Okay, I have some misinformation here then.
That's okay.
Okay.
So the PSA testing has identified many, many more men at an earlier stage, which is really highly, highly treatable. And some of those patients might not even have died from prostate cancer. They might have died from other diseases later in their life.
All right. What are the top four cancer myths?
Well, the first one is that people hear cancer and they commonly think that it is a death sentence. And as we just said before, it really isn't. The 5-year survival rate is almost 100%, and the 10-year survival rate is roughly around 90%. So that's really good news for men who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
That's assuming it hasn't spread elsewhere.
That's right, yes. All right. But because of the widespread testing, most of the men, great majority of men are being diagnosed at an early stage that is really very easily treatable.
All right. Before we had this PSA testing, how did we find out that someone had prostate cancer, and how did the treatment differ?
Well, the treatments have been many advancements in treatment, but usually what was done before the blood test came, there was what is called the digital rectal exam, mm-hmm. where the physician inserts a gloved finger in the rectum and feels around the prostate. And if the doctor can feel that there is a nodule, if there is a little lump or something, that was an indication that there might be something growing there.
But this is much more accurate in terms of...
Yes, it is.
All right.
But usually both of those detection methods are still being used.
Okay. And, of course, you can get all sorts of options and opinions about surgery, I guess radiation treatment. There are some other things. If somebody has a question, you just encourage them to see their urologist and get a professional opinion?
Yes, that's right. See your urologist. We usually encourage, once the diagnosis has been made, that the patient does not jump to conclusions right away. This might not even be necessary to get treated right away. And so a second or a third opinion is often indicated. And with either another urologist or a radiation oncologist who specializes in the treatment of the disease through radiation. And then the other option is that some patients fare better if they don't do anything.
Sometimes just let nature take its course?
Well, it's what we call active surveillance. So what that means is that patients are under close monitoring of a urologist, and the prostate is biopsied in regular intervals, and the progress of the cancer is being monitored.
Okay.
And since it is a very slow-growing disease, that can go on for quite some time.
All right. Dr. Michael Diefenbach talking about National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month and some of the cancer myths that are out there. We'll be right back with Hour 2. We're going to talk with Henry Bulla, the Doctor of Defense, Michigan State, Notre Dame, coming up Saturday night at Spartan Stadium. We'll be right back on Ebling & You.